Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Discolly episode. It is March 21st, 2025, right smack down on the 11 a.m. mark. Good morning, everyone, from wherever you're tuning in from. Today here in Vancouver, it is a pretty gray, it's a pretty weird, rainy kind of weather. We've been having a lot of clouds, a lot of rain. It's kind of been, like, unmotivating. I very much don't want to leave my house, but, you know, I have a life. I have to do stuff. So here I am with you for you guys with another Discolly episode. Before we get into it, I do want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting of the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam people. Welcome back to Discolly, as mentioned. If you're new here on the show, I'll give you guys a brief overview of what this show entails. Basically, for about two-thirds of the show, we talk about a pretty mainstream artist. We go through one of their albums, and we also kind of look into the discography. We look into their genres. We look into their history, what they're currently doing, if they're on tour, the vinyl record pressings for the album that we're going to be going through. We go through their artistry. We go through their musicality. We give opinions on their songs and why we like them, why we don't like them, why we think it's a weaker song. It's basically just like a bit of a yap session of me giving my opinions. And then basically for the other third of the show, I introduce you guys to a Canadian underground, a little bit more underrepresented artist who I think that you guys should take a listen to. And I kind of give you guys this opportunity and I provide you guys this segue for you guys to be like, oh, I like that artist. Maybe I'll like this artist. And maybe you'll find someone that you like. You discover someone. That's why it's the Discovered Artist of the Week. We go on from there. So that's basically how Discolly works. We are currently today, which is so crazy. We are currently live today with our 49th episode of Discolly, which means that next week will be Discolly's 50th episode. That is wild. It is crazy. It is astonishing. But I'm also so lucky, so privileged, and so happy that I've gotten the amount of support that I have off of the show. To anyone listening out there who might not know who I am and might not know what I do and, you know, how this idea came to be and you guys just enjoy tuning in, thank you. Thank you so, so much for your support and honestly just tuning in, turning on your radio or even just tuning in through the CITR.ca website. I feel so privileged to have this opportunity, and I'm so happy that I get to, you know, give you guys my opinions and use my voice to hopefully inspire a lot of people with new music and, you know, just have a fun time. But I feel like I'm getting ahead of myself. I feel like that speech is meant for next week, so I'm going to leave it for next week. But without further ado, we'll get straight into what artists we're doing today. So today we're basically going to be going through mainstream, quote-unquote mainstream. They're actually not that mainstream yet, but this is an artist that I recently discovered who has a pretty decent following. But I think she just has so much potential to really just like skyrocket and have a booming career. So I'd like to introduce none other than Miss Rose Gray. For you guys who don't know who Rose Gray is, yes, that is her real name. It is not a stage name. She was born the 31st of December, which is crazy, New Year's Eve. 31st of December, 1996, which makes her 28 years old, in Muswell Hill, Haringey, England. So she is British. She is a singer-songwriter, and she's been active in her musical career since 2019 to present. She dabbles in the genres of pop, dance, and electropop, which you will see. Personally, I think it's very, very, very dance and very pop. Not super electropop, but definitely some electric themes and some electric production to it. But that's what makes it so danceable. Usually dance genres are people who, you know, make music for dance. Most of the time, sometimes they use electronic production, which makes it it's kind of like a feature of the dance genre. She is under the label of PIAS, which is a British record label, I think. Don't quote me on that, but PIAS. She did her first mixtape called Dancing, Drinking, Talking, Thinking. Back on the 22nd of January in 2021, she released a little mixtape, and then she just recently released her debut album called Louder, Please. That was released January 17th, so just this year, 2025. Cool story of how I basically came across her. I feel like there's a lot of discourse behind Spotify or Apple Music. Spotify or Apple Music, what do you use? Who, what user are you, right? And I feel like a lot of the time, Apple Music people get a lot of shade towards them, or like are kind of seen as lesser than because it's Apple Music and you're not on Spotify. Like, you don't get all the benefits from Spotify. Because I think recently Spotify has like this like new AI thinking kind of capability of creating and curating these playlists that introduces you to new artists that you might not know of. And basically, like, they're just like, oh, if you like this person, like, check this person out, and here's the song that I think that you may like. And Spotify does that for you. Basically, my job, I'm just joking, basically what I do, but like through Spotify. But a lot of people think that Apple Music doesn't have that, but it actually does. It has like a little browse section where it says like latest album releases that we think are for you, or for you section and whatever. And I was just taking a look down, because I always do this during the new releases, which today is Friday, so there should be new music. Shouting out Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco, they just released a duo album. But I was looking through my recently released, or like my newly released projects, and I came across Rose Gray. And I think what really took me, or like captured my attention, was her album cover. Her album cover is just kind of like her screaming on a beach with her headphones in. And it's like a really cool kind of like animated feel, but like animated but like still like super realistic image. I don't know if that makes sense, because it kind of feels like a contradiction, but the album cover caught my attention. I was like, oh cool. And then I saw that the actual genre was dance pop, and I was like, oh, this might be interesting. And I took a little listen to it, and I was like, oh my god, this is a really good album. So basically, shout out Apple Music for the browse section and the for you section, because put me on some awesome music, and now I hope to put you guys onto this awesome artist. And as you can tell, and as you may have guessed, we will be doing her debut album Louder Please as the album for today. Like I mentioned, it was released January 17th of 2025 under the category of dance pop, and she originally had 5 singles released prior to the release of this album. We had Free, we had Age of Satisfaction, Switch, Party People, and Wet and Wild. That's kind of everything that you need to know basis of Rose Gray. She isn't super, super well known yet. I kind of want to put my money on her, because she is truly very, very talented. She just knows how to play around with dance music. She knows how to promote an album. I think the rollout of her album was really cool. I took a little glance at her Instagram account. She only has about 44,000 followers, which for quote unquote mainstream, it's like kind of mainstream, but you know, she's pretty, still pretty well known. I'm guessing she's probably a little bit more well known in England. But the rollout of her album was like phenomenal, and she did a really good job. And she does have these really cool vinyl record pressings, which I'll get to later once we talk about them. But I feel like I should just give you guys a little bit of a taste of who Rose Gray is and what she does, because, wow. I just need to say damn. It's really good. And without further ado, this is the first song off of her debut album, Louder Please. It is called Damn. You're listening to CITR 101.9, and this is Rose Gray with Damn. 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 Surrender so willingly. Damn. Surrender. First, he loves me more than he loves her. First, I pick him out of the gutter. First, he loves me like there's no other. First, I'm gonna mow you like butter. Sick, took the stomach of others. Ha! Get under covers, tricks, treat me to castles and colors. Damn, it burns like friction on rubber. All the things you tell yourself.
turn my light up and we're switching up positions like fighters and the sticks in. I'm breaking hearts from my kindness. And damn, I think I'm ready for Gaius.
All right, welcome back. That was Damn by Rose Grey, your first taste of who Rose Grey is off of her Louder Please debut album. I recently released, funny, I wish. I recently showed my best friend this song, and she actually immediately went on her little Spotify app and added it to her playlist. But I love the production behind it. It's fast paced, but at the same time it feels like I'm running kind of thing, which is why I kind of think of this album as like a gym album, a workout album, very much something that you can like work out to. It's fast paced, it's got a nice beat, the BPM is high, and at the same time the production is pretty heavy, and it can like kind of like stimulate and like kind of send your brain into like kind of like this sense of like euphoria, kind of like what you would find yourself in a club. Which, speaking of club, I do kind of want to read what Apple Music has to say about Louder Please by Rose Grey. And I quote, for Rose Grey, the club has always represented freedom. And I quote, if you're going to the right places, all inhibitions are dropped and no one cares what you do. End quote. The East London-born singer-songwriter tells Apple Music, there's something primal about lots of people in a room listening to heavy drums. Grey would know. Funny. Ever since her late teens, she spent every available moment immersed in nightlife, building a community of go-go dancers, promoters, and DJs who not only love clubbing, but respect it too. The music she makes is similarly reverent, scooping into the vast melting pot of dance music. She welds together everything from Screamadelica-inspired acid house, delectable new disco, subterranean future garage, and psychedelic trance. I think there's a real bond with anyone that makes dance music that means you're allowed to take and borrow sounds and melodies, and it's celebrated, she says. What a good insight into the discourse around dance and club culture. I can really see if she, you know, blows up a little bit more maybe, or like maybe Charlie XCX in the future will take a chance on Rose Grey or even invite her to be part of her music. I think they would have a really, really sick collaboration, just because, like she mentions, it's like she said it's like there's a bond with someone who like can sample your dance music and you borrow the sounds, because at the same time it can be celebrated and everyone knows how to dance to these sounds, and it just kind of like connects a community. I think that's really cool, because also club culture doesn't always have to be have this connotation around like, you know, explicit content and around these things that are very adult, like 19 plus material. Like, I feel like club culture can also be respected in a sense, as she says herself. But yeah, that was Damn. That was the first song off of Louder Please. Moving down the track list, we have Free. I would play that song for you guys, but unfortunately it is explicit, so definitely on your own time. If you like this music, definitely take a listen to Free. It's a pretty good song. And then the next song is actually personally one of my favorites off of the album. It's called Wet and Wild. I think it's because of the super, super, super prominent disco beat to it. It's definitely because of the piano. The piano just kind of makes the song, or keyboard, call it what you will. But yeah, I feel like without telling you guys too much, I feel like I should just play it for you guys. You're listening to Discali on CATR 101.9 FM, and this is Wet and Wild by Rose Grey.
My fig way as I walk away in my Vivian, oh, what a waste of a dress you never see. My mascara runs, but it's just the rain. I won't shed a tear, got to make you wait. Two in the morning, I don't need God, don't care if I look the same. Slipping through the back door, don't know what I'm running for, I wanna make you chase. Running in the warm rain, Annie, are you okay? I gotta get some space. Love is to the left.
Welcome back. That is Wet and Wild by Miss Rose Gray off of her debut album, Louder Please. Can you see why I like that song? Can you kind of see why I really appreciate that song in the sense of like me being at the gym, me being in a happy mood, me being in like, you know what, I need to pick me up. I need to get ready to go out. I need to get ready for a party mood. Wet and Wild is definitely a song that you want to be listening to really stimulate that energy. It is just such a fun song. You can definitely hear the keyboard that I was mentioning there. That really gives it that like dance disco kind of feel to it. It's just constantly in the background. The production is really well done. The drums are very heavy, very echoey. They have some depth to it. Which makes it fun, gives it that club feel, and it's a danceable song. This is dance music, like literally at its prime, this is dance music, and I think her voice is also very complimentary to the production that she has, and the sound that she has going on. It's not too distracting, but at the same time, it just kind of adds this different layer to the song, where there's still lyrics, there's still something you can sing to. And at the same time, you can still kind of follow this like story that she's trying to say or trying to tell. Going down the track list after Wet and Wild, there's Just Two and then Tectonic, which is the next song that I want to play for you guys. I'll play Tectonic for you guys, then come back after a little bit of an ad break. And we should continue our little adventure to discovering who Rose Gray is. You're listening to Discali on CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Tectonic by Rose Gray.
Something's in the air, I feel a distant sunset. Moon sinks softly, then it's her ears to all my problems. If I could move oceans, I would be with you tonight. Wish that I could hold you until everything's alright. Kiss the sky.
K'Lalalelum is an urban indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown east side. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, K'Lalalelum aims to partner indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the downtown east side by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, k'lalalelum.ca, or Instagram at k'lalalelum to learn more or donate.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
All right, welcome back. That was Rose Gray with Tectonic. So definitely a different perspective on the dance music. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Discolli. Definitely a different approach, like I mentioned, on dance. It's not exactly like that keyboard, super heavy production song that we were listening to, Wet and Wild, but it still has she very much uses her vocals a lot more here. Tectonic still has kind of like that dance club feel to it, but a little bit more like vocally heavy. And what I mean by that is she elongates her vocals, she elongates her lyrics. So this is kind of where I guess DJs can kind of have that liberty to be able to mess around with the music and mess around with the vocals. And this is when they do their remixes, this is when they have fun, this is when they enjoy it, this is when they do everything that they usually like to do. And yeah, this is kind of like the time. It reminds me a lot of Foxes. For those who don't know, Foxes is also, I'm pretty sure, a British singer that did a huge feature with Zedd on a song called Clarity. Same kind of concept, elongating those vocals and elongating everything to kind of have like that remix and that capability of a remix song. But yeah, Rose Gray. Ooh, so talented. I do want to say, and I want to talk about a little bit, is her current tour situation and her current vinyl record pressings. So when it comes to touring and when it comes to that side of the album rollout, unfortunately, Rose Gray is not touring, I think, currently in North America. She is touring in Europe, I'm pretty sure, which is kind of unfortunate because I would love to see Rose Gray live. Hopefully one day she will come around and come to North America or even Vancouver at some point. I could see her maybe going to, I could see her probably going to Toronto first. Maybe I'll be there. Maybe she'll find me there. But if not, I'll just go visit my brother in London. I'll just be like, hey, let me crash. I'm going to go see Rose Gray. But yeah, that's her current situation when it comes to touring. When it comes to the vinyl record pressings of this album, I am so sad and kind of disappointed yet again that I missed out on this pressing for the album. She released a pink vinyl of it, like a baby pink vinyl of the album. I'm pretty sure she had some signed versions of it, but unfortunately, I'm pretty sure it only, you know, was like available for buyers and consumers in the UK. So that means like there would be no chance for her to ship it to me. As of right now, she also released a yellow version of the vinyl, which I think that one does ship to me, but unfortunately like it's not signed, which is like not the worst, you know, it's not the end of the world, but yeah, it's just kind of sad. But yeah, she has two record pressings of it. She has some really killer merch. I think some like kind of like beach attire, because you know the album cover kind of has to do with like a beach. She's at the beach, you know, she's putting in her headphones and she's trying to like play it off of her walker. Is that how you pronounce it? Yeah, the walker. I think so. Wait, music. Here, wait. I need to make sure. Yes, it's called a walker. Yes, haha, I am cultured. Yes, so that was really cool. And she also has a cassette, like a really cute pink baby pink cassette for the album. So yeah, that is Rose Gray for you guys. I'm trying to see if I want to keep playing more and more music of Rose Gray, or if I want to kind of like cut it a little short after playing this song and then introduce you guys to our discovered artist. I think that's what I'm gonna do. Not cut it short, but like I was gonna debate on playing one more song, but I think I'm just gonna play this song right here. The next song that I want to play for you guys, going down the track list after Tectonic, we have Party People, which is such a good song. I'll let you guys listen to that one. Unfortunately, it is explicit, so I will not be playing it today, but Party People is just one of those. I mean, Party People, it's in the song, it's in the guys, you should go party. But yes, after Tectonic, there's Party People and then Angel of Satisfaction. Angel of Satisfaction will be the last song that I play off of her album today for you guys. But if you guys want to keep listening down the track list, after Angel of Satisfaction, we have Switch, Hackney Wick, First, Everything Changes, But I Won't, and then the title track, Louder Please, which I'm pretty sure is just, I don't think there really is any instrumentals to that song, Louder Please. I'm pretty sure it's just kind of like a vocal monologue. I think there is production to it for sure. But I remember being like, oh, like this is not what I thought, because it's 5 minutes and 30 seconds. So you can expect a lot from 5 minutes and 30 seconds, but not exactly what I thought. But without further ado, this is Angel of Satisfaction by Miss Rose Gray.
Satisfaction of setting you ready for the action, baby. No.
I am so ready for the action. That is Rose Gray with Angel of Satisfaction. My God, it rhymed. Welcome back to Discali on CITR 101.9 FM. That basically wraps up Rose Gray for us. I am so incredibly happy that I was able to do her today for Discali, because I just think she has so much potential. I think, well, as in she is doing her potential. She is giving us this art and this amazing, amazing album. I just think she has so much potential in the sense of really blowing up and really being one of those artists that everybody knows. I can't wait to see what is in store for her, because Louder Please is phenomenal. But yeah, that's Rose Gray for you guys. If you guys want to listen to more Rose Gray and finish that album, once again, that is her debut album, Louder, Please, by Rose Gray, R-O-S-E-G-R-A-Y, released in 2025. Without further ado, we are basically moving on now to our Discovered Artist of the Week, which will be Dija SB. Apologies if I'm butchering that name. It's D-I-J-A-H and then capital S and B. So a little bit of backstory on how I discovered Dija SB. I was looking through the Juno Awards nomination list. As some people may know, the Juno Awards are being held in Vancouver this year on March 30th at Rogers Arena. And I was looking through the nominations of like, ooh, like what Canadian artists are being nominated? We had like Tay McRae, we had The Weeknd, we had Kay Trinada, we had Shawn Mendes, we had Peach Pit. And I was actually very surprised to see actually a bunch of the artists that I have covered on my Discovered section of Discali be nominated. So that's really cool. We had Kelly Cardinal, we had Luna Lee. Who else was there? I think I missed someone. I'm definitely missing someone. Oh, I mean Peach Pit, but Peach Pit wasn't my Discovered artist. They were my mainstream artist. And then I was looking through the electronic dance section because I was like, oh, maybe I'll find someone here that I could do for Rose Gray. And I found Dija SB. Dija SB is a rapper based off of Toronto, Ontario. As I like to say, I like to do my Canadian artists for this section of Discali, who released their debut album in 2020. And then followed by a second album called Head Above the Waters in 2021. Their birth name is Kajida Payne, also known as Kazara. Again, very much apologies. And the genres are rap and hip hop. Rap and hip hop with a little, I guess, kind of exception. They use rap and hip hop in kind of like a dance production. I'll show you guys what I mean by that, because that's why I wanted to bring them in and talk about them, is because of the dance production that they are able to rap in. I think it's really cool how you can merge both genres and take something that you never expect, such as rap and hip hop, and have it with a dance production. So we're going to see that today with Dija SB. Their record label is AWOL Records. And their most recent album to date released was The Flowers That Knew, released in 2023. They were appointed the SoCan Songwriting Prize in 2021. So they have received the SoCan Songwriting Prize, which is the Canadian Content prize. So that's really cool. That's a little bit of a little backstory to Dija SB. Hopefully they do really well in the Juno Awards and take their category home with the win, as well as everyone out there such as Kelly Cardinal, Peach Pit, and Luna Lee, who have covered on my show, and everyone else out there who are nominated for Junos. Best of luck with the Junos. You're going to do great, and I hope you win in your category. So this is what I'm going to start. I think I'm going to start off by playing their most recent single released, released August 16th, 2024. So almost, I think definitely half a year, a little bit more than half a year ago. It's Veggie and Dija SB. The song is called Live. And you'll see what I mean by adding a little rap to a little dance production. But without further ado, this is Live on Discali.
Let me see you get like Ron in his prime. Couldn't wait to be king, it was all on the line. Live a good life, but it's hard to define. Just trying to make a living, and it's hard, but I'm trying. Ordered up a drink, but the card had declined. Now everybody mad, cause I'm stalling the line. Luckily, the money just fall from the sky. Danced all that I could, then I called it a night. That's just life sometimes. Feel it trying to put up a fight sometimes. And I gotta fight back, gotta spite sometimes. Not everybody staring at the light go blind. Let me see you get live, let me see you just dive right into the vibe. Get loose, get wild, it's a real celebration anytime I'm outside. And the money came through, it was down to the wire. Playing with the heat like Ron in his prime. Couldn't wait to be king, it was all on the line. Live a good life, but it's hard to define. Just trying to make a... See you just dive right into the vibe. Get loose, get wild, it's a real celebration anytime I'm outside. And the money came through, it was down to the wire. Playing with the heat like Ron in his prime. Couldn't wait to be king, it was all on the line. Live a good life, but it's hard to define. Just trying to make a...
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
This is a journey into sound.
Hi, this is DJ Wah, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo.
You in my head now, my life.
This is the house that funk built. This is the house that funk built.
Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body bang. A...
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music. House music.
All right, welcome back. That is Deja SB with Live, a collaboration with Veggie. It's pretty cool. It's a dope song. Definitely, now that I kind of take a second listen to it, in the sense of kind of like mix of hip hop and rap and as well as dance music, it's very much Kate Trinata, like very, very heavily. I think that it's very similar to something that Kate Trinata would put out. For those who don't know, Kate Trinata, also actually a Canadian artist, also nominated at the Junos, I forgot, from Montreal, Quebec. The production is just kind of there. I don't know like how to explain Kate Trinata's sound. Having a bit of difficulty here, but it's definitely very danceable. It's very chill, very relaxed. It's kind of like Kate Trinata and Anderson .Paak work very well because Anderson .Paak has that same kind of thing to his music, same kind of production. It's very vibey. It's very funky. I think it's definitely like a funk influence. I think this song is very influenced by funk. Which is dance music. It's a form of dance. So that does make a lot of sense. Next up on our lineup, sticking with Jaja SB, we have Uh-Oh, a single released on August 9th of 2024. We'll take a listen to it. We'll come back. We'll talk about it. And we'll start wrapping up Discolly because I got a class to go to. But this is Uh-Oh by Jaja SB on Discolly.
Uh-huh, 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 uh-huh. Uh-huh, 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 uh-huh. See me with a cash fee, with a class fee, cruising, feeling antsy. If you ask me, I'm just feeling fancy, super sassy. I just had an epiphany in the backseat. They all sick of me, can't stand me. They ain't got no dignity, so trashy. They all have my sympathies, keep it classy. Anybody tryna pick at me, can't pass me. Catch it, no antics, no action, just dancing. I just wanna see you vibe, get active. Take some cardboard out, do a backspin. Hot like the sun that I bask in, heart too big, I could never be passive. If life is a party, let's crash it, fantastic. Get wild, get drastic. The good vibes keep me alive. The haters all mad, they can see me stride. It's alright, can't nobody keep me behind. Hands up high if you're feeling the vibe. Hands up high if you're feeling the vibe. Put your hands up high if you're feeling the vibe. Hands up high if you're feeling the vibe. Put your hands up. They gon' have to quit the game when I level up. When you're in town, hit me on the cellular. I'll be switching up the words like an editor. Can't win, think your team need coaching. Never did what you said, quit boasting. No bumps over here, I'm coasting. I'm cool, I'm fresh, I'm focused. They don't go hard quite like I do. Please don't forget the fact that I'm fly too. I'ma need you to move like I move. Living that life that you just might like. Hands up high if you're feeling the vibe. Put your hands up high if you're feeling the vibe. Hands up high if you're feeling the vibe. Put your hands up high if you're feeling the vibe. Hands up high if you're feeling the vibe. Put your hands up high if you're feeling the vibe. Hands up high if you're feeling the vibe. Put your hands up high if you're feeling the vibe. Hands up high if you're feeling the vibe. Put your hands up high if you're feeling the vibe. Hands up high if you're feeling the vibe. Put your hands up high if you're feeling the vibe. Hands up high if you're feeling the vibe. Put your hands up high if you're feeling the vibe. Hands up high.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back. Also, I think I said uh-oh as the name of the title of the track. As the track title's name, sorry. But it's uh-huh. Sorry, I don't know why I read it as uh-oh, but it's definitely uh-huh. But yeah, that's uh-huh by Dejah SB. Definitely you can see how they rap in the song, but still have this very much like dance, K-Tronada kind of like super funky production to it. But yeah, it's so fun. I can just kind of see myself dancing to the song, you know, like, I got a nice chill beach day, you know, you're kind of having some fun with your friends. That's the vibe that I want to achieve. That's the vibe that I want. But we have come to the end of Discolly for today, because I do got to run to my class, but I still got one more song for you guys, and that'll be our little logout song for today. At noon, at 12, which is in 13 minutes exactly, we have Dave Radio Presents, a new episode of The Eclectic Lunch. So definitely stick around for Dave. And then I'll see you guys next week for another Discolly episode. But not only another Discolly episode, but Discolly's 50th episode. 50. 50. That is crazy. That is wild to me. 50 hours of just my voice, of just me yapping. Oh, God. But at the same time, I'm very happy and I'm very privileged to have that that capability of doing that, as well as, you know, working for 50 hours, 50 episodes for you guys to have some content of mine, of something that I've created, which is really cool. Without further ado, I'll see you guys next week, March 28th. Mark your calendars for Discolly's 50th episode. But this is Exceptional, a single released in 2021 by Dejah SB. I'll let them take it away from here.
We live though, I ain't high, but I still got high hopes. The good vibes never show up on time though, so I'm singing like Mariah with the high notes. So fly though, catch me in the sky. Everybody gotta ask me for a ride. Strapped like a thing that you keep on the side. At a wedding as a guest, might leave with the bride. So sick like Neon was. I fly in and say shit like a hero does. You got L's and your team got zero dubs. I put y'all behind bars like a CEO would, yup. I survived the flood. I found strength somehow to get out the mud. So your little accolade don't count to us. Anything that you try won't amount to us, yeah. No pressure though, flow extra cold. I've been doing well eating my vegetables. And it seems like life feels so exceptional. Exceptional, yeah. And it seems like life feels so exceptional, exceptional. Yup. I supply what's demanded. I find peace then expand it. Peep, I ain't average. Can't be from this planet, but I bleed through the bandage. Weak, but I'm avid. Go to sleep with the baddest. On my feet, something drastic. Weave to the basket. Couple G's and I'm laughing. For the cheese, I'm a magnet. Keep the advantage. I'm like so far ahead now. I got butter for the bread now. Chilling on a big cloud. And I won't come down, cause this is where I love and I live now. Get what you give out. Have to burn another bridge down. It just is what it is now. Life in a bitch, no. It's a curse. A gift though, it should be that simple, yeah. No pressure though, flow extra cold. I've been doing well eating my vegetables, and it seems like life feels so exceptional, exceptional, yeah. And it seems like life feels so exceptional, exceptional.